This is a critically academy movie, whatever. I can't talk. Welcome to episode 13, Outside the Box, with Mike and Leon, back from the Thanksgiving holiday, the day of giving thanks. Lots of food, lots of fun times. Leon Oliver and Sweet Lou, Michael Pasaglia here. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You got a haircut. You look good. You got rid of your whole terrible hair look. You shortened
well,
up.
Well, you know, in the spirit
you shaved your face. You look like a person again.
In the spirit of
Welcome back to the world.
Of traveling in the Thanksgiving holiday, I figured even if I was in a vehicle, TSA might want to pat me down or, you know, touch me somewhere.
I
figured I'd, you know.
You look literally 5 years younger.
Really? So yeah. I look like I'm seven.
Yes, you look like you're seven now. I like it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Where'd you get your haircut?
I went to the haircuttery.
I go there too.
I'm still getting used to getting my hair cut at different places. I went to one place essentially my whole life until I moved here, and now I go to the haircuttery and I don't like this paying $20 for a haircut thing.
Haircuttery's not $20. Well, I guess after the tip. Hold on, I'm gonna put the heat down a little.
Well, he just walks away in the middle of the show to turn down the heat. It's like 20, it's like $16. You give him a $4 tip. You know, it's $20. Where I used to go, I pay $6. $6, and that's
pretty cheap, man. $6, that might be too cheap. I'd be a little worried. The guy has no hands. No disrespect if
actually,
you have no hands.
It's a lady. She does a very good job.
You go to the same. Turn your phone off.
Hey, you just got up to turn down the heat.
That's different.
This is watch. This is a very important email.
What is this email?
Enjoy free shipping every day from Old Navy. Thank you very much.
You'd be proud of me today. Bought a 47-inch high-def TV.
Dear Lord, you bought a television.
Jess and I split it.
I am so proud of you. Do you know how to work it?
No, of course not. That's what she said. Now it's you know, it's Cyber Monday. You know what that is?
What the hell is Cyber Monday?
It's Black Friday, but it's for the internet.
I feel like this term is new, like 3 years old.
I have no idea how old it is, but we got a sweet TV for $600.
Not bad. Where'd you go? The Best Buy?
I don't know. Amazon.com.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got a nice TV. I know you always make fun of my shit TV, so that makes me feel a little
well,
better.
Well, you know, I think Corey actually had it in his room in an episode of Boy Meets World.
I've been watching Boy Meets World a lot. Jeez, I'll shut up.
We got a new TV this weekend as well for the bedroom. Well, the girlfriend got a new TV. I say we because I like to watch it.
Yeah, I was like, when are you in the right mind buying a TV?
And, well, you know, you do what you can. But no, you know, I actually went out on Black Friday. Had a day off and went out. And we went out later on in the day. People are insane.
I refuse to go out on Black Friday. That's the dumbest thing. You go out on Black Friday.
No, I mean, it was
hypocritical.
It wasn't going out on Black Friday to go out and get the deals. It was we both had the day off and we both needed to go shopping anyway. There was stuff that we needed.
What does Leon Oliver need? Shopping.
I need to go to Target.
Underwear.
You got to get the essentials. You know,
what do you need?
Shampoo,
toothpaste?
Soap, that toothpaste. That sort of stuff.
Is it cheaper? Is it cheaper on Black Friday? Why is it called Black Friday? Is that a little racist?
I think it is a little racist.
No, I mean, seriously.
Brown Wednesday.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know why it's Black Friday.
Do you think it has anything to do with race?
No, it isn't like in business, like black is good and like red is bad, right?
You're talking about in the market?
Yeah, like with numbers, like if you're in the black, that's a good
thing.
Right,
you don't want to be in the red, which you clearly are.
But
people have asked me about your jacket, by the way. I'm not going to name who.
People have
outside of this building.
About my jacket?
Yeah, you look like a bad high school football coach, an assistant.
Oh, I'm pretty happy about that.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
What, because I live in Charlottesville, I'm supposed to have some hoity-toity jacket?
No. It's just because it's oversized.
I like
you know what I mean? Those high school football coaches that are on the side and their jackets are a little too big for them.
I like it.
Because they're still in their playing days, sort of speak.
I like
you look
it's
good.
A quality
you look
jacket.
Well, you look good with the shave. But anyway, Black Friday.
I think it has something to do with that. But then when the stock market crashed, wasn't that like a black something like 1920?
Black Tuesday?
Yeah. So that
black
was
Friday?
Bad. But then Black Friday
Thursday?
Is good. So it doesn't make sense.
I want to get I want to get 200 people to listen to a podcast. I think our highest was 129.
Giving out the numbers, people are like, oh, shit, that's all anyone listens to?
That's a lot of people.
The hell with this. I'll just click away.
And if you are one of the people, can you please email us or write on our Facebook wall? I beg to know who listens to our show. Does that interest you at all, Leon? Do you not care?
I don't care who listens.
Come on, you're not curious to know who's out there listening to your show when you're talking about... I just got nervous that we were... This is because we used some of the studios. I got nervous.
I think we're actually being streamed on the San Antonio radio station right now.
Don't go there. No interest?
I mean, I appreciate everyone that does listen, but individually, I don't even know.
Right.
Yeah, so if someone in Kazakhstan's listening or whatever, that's cool, you know?
We had someone from where listen?
We had Thailand. We had a Belgium. We have a Canadian listener. So there's like three. We get like three hits from Canada, like every episode.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had something weird, too. I can't remember. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Now, Canadians, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, right? They don't.
They
do
have
it.
Their own Thanksgiving. It's a separate day.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did have.
What'd you do? We should talk about our Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving Day, I spent...
You eat a lot of turkey?
On Thanksgiving Day? I didn't have any turkey on Thanksgiving Day. I worked here.
Well, that's right.
It was Thanksgiving Day, while I got paid for it, was god-awful miserable. No one wants to be in a radio station for 10, almost 11 hours on Thanksgiving Day. That was awful.
We had a Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
It was glorious. It was a lot of fun.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome. I love Thanksgiving. I think it's my favorite holiday.
I did.
Is it a holiday?
Yes, it's a holiday. Right, yeah, of course it's a holiday.
I was double checking. I
like
did
it. Make the trek to Indianapolis on Saturday. Did a little Thanksgiving stuff there when my girlfriend's family saw high school football state championship game there in the Colt Stadium.
You drove, right?
Drove to Indianapolis.
How was that? So who's in the car? Tell us who's in this car.
Her dad, her mom, her sister, and one of her cousins.
What kind of car is this? It's a scene for us all.
They rented...
You put your seatbelt on?
Yes.
Good.
I'm normally not a seatbelt guy, but in mixed company, I'll put a seatbelt
on. Sure. You probably don't need one.
I mean, no.
You got an airbag on you, so that works out. Yeah, anyway,
it works out.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was a Chevy something. It was more than enough room.
How many seats?
It was three rows of seats.
All right. Who was in the front seats?
Our parents. What was this, a BBC documentary?
I'm curious. I want to get the people in the audience to get the feel for what you were experiencing. So who was in the car? You had the parents were in the front seat?
Yes.
What was the next row?
It was me and my girlfriend. In the back row was her sister and their cousin.
Now, did you guys kiss it all in the car when they're
no,
there?
No, who the hell does that?
I'm just curious. Did you make a move? Did you ever want to just make a move right there?
No, I listened to the game on my phone.
So you ignored everybody?
No, I mean... When you spend 9 hours in
that's
the vehicle
with
people, there's going to be points of conversation, and there's going to be points of no one talks for 3 hours.
Here's a part. Did you have to go to the bathroom at all?
Yeah, there were stops.
How about if you have to fart? Do you hold it in? What did you do?
Didn't have to, Michael.
But for 9 hours?
Some of us have an adequate stomach digestive system.
You're in a car ride for 9 hours and you didn't have to fart once.
You eat a Snickers.
I don't buy that.
You eat a Snickers and 10 minutes later you have to poop your pants.
Is this okay? But still, nine hours, no farts? That's impeccable.
I have a well-functioning, well-maintained digestive tract.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Nine hours?
More than well enough.
You're not telling me that one time during that nine-hour trip you're like,
nope.
Let me just. Oh, it's gone.
You're in the words of Roger Clemens, you're misremembering me, or was that Mark McGuire with someone else? I'll do it. I'll do it, and I'll claim it. I'll be proud of it. But I didn't do it. Didn't have to do it.
I think you're lying. I don't think any person can go 9 hours.
I didn't have to, Mike.
Tom Brady's wife would have to fart after 9 hours.
No. Well, one thing that was interesting was 9 hour drive. You know, we talk a lot of fast food on this show.
No, somehow. All we do is talk fast food.
Pretty much all we do. Virginia, while I love you and I'll defend Virginia pretty much compared to any other state, fast food sucks here. After going on the road,
what did you
see
on the road? What was on there?
When we went through, there was one section of Ohio. I think I wanted to have a heart attack. It probably would have had a heart attack if we stopped there.
It looked like little mini domes.
Well, there was a Tim Hortons. There was a Big Boy.
What's a Tim Hortons? I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either, but it was a fast food
like
place.
It sounds like a steak
place. But it was a fast food place. It looked interesting. I didn't stop
burgers
there.
And fries?
I would assume so. There was a Big Boy.
And let me guess, you stopped at McDonald's after all this.
That's what their parents did.
I knew it was McDonald's.
Come
on.
That's what their parents did.
You were a little pissed. I'm not going to tell their parents.
I wasn't pissed. I was hoping
you
were
looking forward to having a Tim Horton hot dog.
I wanted to see what a Big Boy was all about.
Yeah, I've been to Big Boy.
What is a Big Boy like?
I don't really remember. It's all the same crap.
No.
I don't remember. I remember as a kid thinking it was cool. I don't remember the rest.
I saw my first White Castle in person.
I thought you were going to say you saw your first white person.
Well, unfortunately, I'm looking at you right now, so that would be wrong.
Hey. You okay?
But I saw my first White Castle.
Now, you wanted to go there.
I really wanted to go there. We just didn't have time, though.
Did you make a stink about it?
No. It's just one of those things. You know, you didn't have time. That being said, I couldn't live in the Midwest. I would be dead. Like, I love it. It was awesome. But I would be dead. With White Castles and Steak and Shakes.
Oh, you would literally be dead from eating.
Yeah, I'd have a heart attack and die.
Maybe you'd be the opposite. Maybe you'd be super in shape and athletic.
I don't think so, Mike. If I lived in Indiana and all I had to do was watch basketball and eat Steak and Shake and White Castle, I think I'd be a dead man. I'll be the first one to tell you that. And booze? You got 30 racks out there.
What, you have to be 15 to drink in Indiana?
No, you're 21. But
No. In Indiana, you can be 15.
No.
You can be younger.
Well, Indiana's not Thailand. What was it, like a third world country?
Three, that little boy smoking, it still freaks me out.
That's going to be your kid.
Oh, God, no.
Your kid's going to smoke when he's like six.
When he's six?
He's going to like run the show. He's going to tell you what to do.
Six?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You want to put money on it?
Yeah, not really.
Why are you holding wood? In Leon's hand is a piece of wood.
Because you for some odd reason.
Would you come back from Indiana chopping wood?
All last week, you
should keep the beard if you're going to continue to chop some wood.
All last week, you had these three cedar pieces of wood here in the studio. They're like falling apart now and rotting. And
every 2 seconds, you're swiping your hand.
There's nothing but like.
And getting the wood chips.
There's nothing but wood chips everywhere. I feel like I'm back home.
They're
actually
not mine. I don't know. They were dropped off by one of the FM DJs. She's part sales and she had dropped off some wood for everybody.
What the hell are we going to do with. They're like 50 cent pieces. You take two 50-cent pieces and put them together.
I don't know, somebody you hate, give them splinters?
You ever got a splinter?
All the time when I was younger.
You're going to
get one right now if you don't put down that wood.
I'm excellent at taking those out.
You're going to take the wood out?
No. A lot of people are hoping for that. Anyway, it was a very fun trip. Got to see the Colts Stadium. That was really nice. It was awesome. First time in a dome. It was pretty cool.
It looks different to me than the average dome.
It looked, I couldn't really describe like what I was thinking the whole time I was there, but it looked really awesome, and lots of kind of motor racing oil kind of design things in there. I mean, Lucas Oil Stadium.
That's right. You like race cars.
Yeah, but no, it was really cool. Indy is my kind of town. I dig that. Much better than some other towns. Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Hey, okay, you have to stop ripping Pittsburgh. We have 9 listeners, Leon, okay? 7 are from Pittsburgh. Stop putting down the city. We have half our listeners are from the city, and you put it down. Pick on Cleveland for a week. Find Detroit, okay? I don't know. Seattle,
Well, that's true. San Francisco. They can at least
Iowa
say.
Iowa City.
They can
stop picking on the city that we actually have people that listen to
they
us.
Can
you
at
are
going to
drive our listeners away.
They can at least say that unlike Cleveland, they've never had their river catch on fire. While it may be polluted, they've never had their river catch on fire. They can at least say that. I'll give them that.
The river's polluted?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, maybe not anymore. There aren't any steel mills there.
I would appreciate it.
I'm sorry that you're the defender of all things black and gold.
I just don't. If we have 7 people that listen to our show, and whatever, 90% of our listenership is from the city, and you put it down.
You know, you can't be concerned about one small demographic here. We're international, Michael. Okay, we're in Thailand. Goddammit, we are in Thailand.
I don't know. I had the sausage stuffing. I sold you.
I bet you did get your sausage stuffed, didn't you?
I did. I what do you think? You're funny.
Anyway, how was your stuffed sausage?
Yeah, it was good. It was delicious. It was good.
How does one stuff a sausage?
No, the stuffing. It's stuffing with sausage in it.
I thought you were making sausages.
What do you think? I have a fucking machine and I'm cranking them out and I'm getting that. What is the skin of it for a sausage called?
It's a casing.
The casing. You think I'm in there stuffing it in that? Yeah. And then hanging them up in the house and I'm putting up sausage links all over the place?
Maybe you are, Newman. Maybe you are, Newman. Maybe you are.
No, I had stuffing like bread and celery and carrot with sausage in it.
I don't know if I like sausage and stuffing.
Let me tell you something. You would like it.
Yeah.
You would. I promise you.
Interesting. Funny story. from the road. So, you know, you go to a fast food place and they got the trays. And you ever notice that the hole on the trash cans, because now it used to be one of those things where you push it forward and you can dump the trash, but now they have the holes in the top.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The trash cans at the fast food place. When you go throw the trash away.
You know, some of them, I follow you. You press it forward.
Some has a hole in the top.
I follow you.
The ones that have a hole in the top are always too small to actually put your tray in and dump everything down in there. So you actually take it off piece by piece.
That's what they want you to do on purpose.
Well, that's stupid.
Because they don't want you to spill shit on the floor.
Well, so we're at a Wendy's and I don't even know where, West Virginia. We stopped at one Wendy's during the course of the trip.
Okay.
We're at a Wendy's and I don't even know where, West Virginia. I hold the trash thing open and I put my trash in there. My girlfriend's right behind me. She's going to throw hers away. So I just hold it open for her. Figure she's just going to dump the tray. I don't know what she was thinking. Maybe it was the lack of sleep on the trip. She just chucks the whole fucking thing in there. The tray and everything. And she looks in there and goes, oops. And I look over and like the 13-year-old, whatever, was working the register. He didn't give a fuck. He didn't care. I just thought that was funny.
It was okay. It's okay. That's one of the stories I think you'd have to be there.
Who throws the whole tray away?
I don't know. Your girlfriend. She threw the whole tray away.
That's going to be a burden on the West Virginia economy. That's like half of their monthly income there.
Yeah, have you ever thrown out the whole tray?
No, I never thrown out the whole tray. You can't. I'm more cognitive of my surroundings.
You ever walked out on a check? You ever not paid?
No. Why would I not pay?
You ever just ditched it? I'm just asking.
Have you?
No.
You look like you would be a ditcher.
I've never ditched.
Really?
Never ditched.
You never walked out of a donut shop in Syracuse, New York in the middle of a snowstorm?
I have been to a donut shop in the middle of a snowstorm in Syracuse, though. Krispy Kreme. It's the first time I had coffee. Was at a Krispy Kreme.
So pretty much everything that's wrong with your life right now, you can trace back to that.
What is wrong with my life?
You have a coffee problem.
I see what you're saying. What do you mean?
If you don't get coffee, you get like the dry shakes. You're like an alcoholic going through like DT.
I am.
Have you ever
talked to me before my coffee?
Yes. Unfortunately,
I'm an idiot.
Remember, we lived together. Unfortunately,
that's right. We did, but you were never at the house. Yeah, fortunately,
well, you know, I'm a man of many addresses.
Many addresses.
I like to
do tell.
I keep a private jet, you know, so I like to spread it around. I understand.
You have a private jet, right?
But you
have you. So you've talked. What am I like before coffee? If I have before I drink the coffee, what is Michael Bisseglia like?
You're a very grouchy person, Michael.
There are a lot of people that listen to our program that are coffee drinkers. They understand where I'm coming from.
So
it's like you before alcohol. You're grouchy, then you drink it, and you're nice. Or you get really mean.
I am always a nice person.
Oh, come on.
Always.
You have a streak. You will, once a month, have your moment where you get a little...
Wait, so are you saying that I'm a woman?
You're a man with woman tendencies.
That is not true.
Once a month, you get a little moody.
No, that's
yes,
not true.
You do.
This place makes me a little...
Touché.
You catch me on the right day around this place, and you know we're talking about taking gas in a match, maybe. No,
all right, You gotta bleep that out. Don't bite the hand that doesn't feed. Ayo! That was good.
Yeah, well, you know, we do what we can. But I don't know what I was saying there.
I have no clue. It's about being mean. You're not mean. No, you're a nice guy.
So people that drink coffee, and you get this all the time. Oh, don't bother me before my coffee. Oh, this is for my coffee. So if you don't have your coffee in the morning, you have an excuse to be like an asshole to everybody because you didn't have your coffee yet?
Yes. No, I don't think you have an excuse to be an a-hole. I think you have an excuse to just not be able to put sentences together.
But I don't... You realize that's not a good thing.
Well, it's because you're addicted. It's a drug. You're addicted. I'll be honest, I'm addicted.
So then shouldn't you go to rehab for this then?
No, it's not for coffee.
Should we have an episode of intervention on A&E for you?
You want to get somebody on the phone line that needs to talk to me about quitting coffee? I'm all for it.
We need to have this in person. We need to have someone come in and sit down and counsel you on this. It's an unhealthy addiction.
Who would you have?
Oh, Dr. Phil?
Somebody realistic. You think you get Dr. Phil on the line here?
You promised him some donuts. He might show up.
Now,
Oprah? Martha Stewart threatened her with prison. What the hell does she have to do with counseling? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're just in
Springer. We need Springer here.
That would be fun.
That would solve a lot of problems in your life, Michael. We need Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. We could throw some chairs at me. He could teach me how to stop drinking. I bet you Jerry Springer drinks coffee.
Well, he's an asshole.
So you're saying I'm an a-hole?
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, God. You're a hoot. You are a hoot.
Don't call me.
You go to Indiana, and now you think you can call me the A-word?
No, I don't like, and maybe this is why I don't drink coffee, but I don't like that whole, oh, don't bother me before I've had my coffee.
Do you know how many people drink coffee?
And there are a lot of foolish people out there.
We can get somebody on this program, and if you listen to this show, I don't know why, but if you do,
that's right.
And you know somebody that can help me with my addiction, we'll get them as a guest. Because I don't really know anybody that can be a coffee therapist.
I get up out of bed, Michael, and I pop up and I go, no coffee. I don't even need to run on booze. And I need to run on booze, but I don't need it in the morning.
Coffee helps me go to the bathroom.
That is disgusting.
I'm just being honest.
I told you earlier, you have the gastrointestinal tract of like a 97-year-old Honduras woman. That's what you have. It's like you've been drinking third world country water.
The women from Honduras are strong. They have strong intestines.
Yeah, well, when you're carrying your family on your back, you tend to develop those muscles.
This is a make fun of Mike episode.
Do they have roads in Honduras?
Do they have roads?
Do they have roads?
Of course they have roads
that are paved.
I don't know about that, but they have roads.
Oh well, it's one step up from Cleveland.
So, all right, hey, I like it. You gonna watch the Cavalier Heat game on Thursday?
I do, only for the sheer fact that I hope there's some sort of riot.
He could get hurt. This LeBron, they're gonna throw things at his head. He's gonna leave there bleeding.
I don't think that'll happen. But I want to see like some sort of fam like riot before or after the game. Oh, look at you telling me to turn off my phone. You finally stepped.
It was Tommy Lopez.
You stepped
into his website
into 2003.
I got an iPhone.
And you get an iPhone.
Isn't this thing awesome?
Actually, not 03. You step into 2005.
08
or whatever, and you get an iPhone. And now look at you. Your phone texts are going off.
It was Tommy Lopez with an email.
You got the pretentious white earbuds listening to music.
You can talk in the speakers. It's so I don't need to hold the phone to my head.
I hold the phone to my head like a proud American. That's what I do.
It hurts. So my arm gets tired.
You
should know about your arm getting tired.
I did pitch. But then that's a clear.
Yeah, you were pitching.
That's a clear indication that you've been on the phone for too long. That's how I know to get off the phone with a person.
Well, I also like listening to my radio program through that, and it sounds better in the earbuds than it does just through the mini speaker.
I'll give you that.
You'll give me that.
What?
I don't know. You bought me dinner the other night.
You want something? You are a very cheap date.
You got me Chinese food.
You
on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, and you're a very cheap date, Michael.
Is that good? What about your theory on Arby's? Have we ever talked about your Arby's theory?
What, my Arby's?
I'm sure that's come up in one of our episodes.
Well, you know
what, Leon? I think we should take a break when we come back. Although, this is so stupid because this is an internet podcast and the only thing that makes
need
a break.
To take a break.
Well, I just feel like it's the national. I'm just working on my radio skills of let's tease the audience.
You got a lot of other things you can work on with your radio skills.
Look at you. What is your deal today? Too much tryptophan?
I'm having a very good day. I had Chinese food a little while ago.
What'd you have?
I had the General Tso's chicken. That's pretty much the only thing I eat.
Now, in
the
retrospect, I was getting on the road after my Chinese food. And that stuff usually knocks me out. I mean, that stuff wipes through me. I don't know what happened, but I managed. I was fine.
Really? You were completely fine afterwards?
Nothing. No, I'm serious. Nothing. I was actually constipated for a few days.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Usually it wipes me clean.
I want to start naming these episodes and not, calling it episode 13 or whatever. And I think I might do that this week. Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, it wipes me clean. That's the name of this
episode.
Listen
to find out. Actually, that's not a bad idea. We might get more people to listen. Episode 13, it wipes me clean.
You've got to
email us what it is that wipes you clean. Write this on the Facebook. Email what it is that wipes you clean, and we'll send you a free t-shirt. I'll just find a shirt in my house and we'll send it to you.
Hopefully not one of the shirts that you use to wipe you clean.
Outside the Box, we're coming up next. We're coming back next. Here's some cool music. Welcome back to Outside the Box, episode 13. And apparently now we're naming our episodes. We sort of thought of this as a spur of the moment in the episode idea, and I like it. What did we come up with here, Dr. Oliver?
It wiped me clean.
It wiped me clean.
It wiped me clean.
And if you listen to the podcast, if you're on the Facebook now or the Twitter, and you tell me what wiped me clean, I will take three pictures of shirts I own and send you the shirt you'd like.
You realize that people are going to send stuff in saying, oh, my Aunt Irma's herbal tea, that goes right through me. I don't want to know this.
No. They have to respond with what wiped me clean.
So anything, breathing, peppermint.
We said the Chinese food, Leo.
I don't have a lot of faith in mankind. We'll see about that. I'm still waiting on those 300 likes, by the way.
Yeah, well, maybe this, you had your cup of tea. Didn't work. We're at 160. Since you've made your declaration, your proclamation, how many have we had? What do you think?
We have 20. Since then?
Yeah.
I think so. If you're listening right now, I'm telling you, $20 gift certificate, restaurant of your choosing. It doesn't have to be Mickey D's. It
Three
can be
shirts.
Ruth Chris.
I've got an old Mets t-shirt. I've got an old shirt I stole from Syracuse that says Kegs for Cancer.
So you are a kleptomaniac.
Josh Gutterman took the shirt. He just gave it to me.
Blame the guy that's not here to defend himself.
Absolutely.
Just because his name is Josh. Wait, what is he, some ruthless thug?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of get that from him.
Yeah, he is a ruthless thug. He beats people up.
Tire irons.
But I'm just saying, what would you want, $20 or a old used shirt that an outside the boxer
smells like sweat and failure? Did you realize I've gotten to the zone now where I realize that I do so many little things around here that I pretty much think I can do whatever I want? Because what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of me?
That gets me thinking. We still have to talk about your Arby's story. But that has me thinking, what could you do at work that could get you not... sort of like if there's a line that you pass that would get you fired. Like, clearly there are some actions that would get you fired.
Well, you've destroyed the station vehicle.
Like, if you took a baseball bat and decided that you wanted to go nuts and just break everything, I mean, you'd probably get fired, right?
Well, I don't know.
Or if you took a bat to my head.
You destroyed...
If you said, hey, everybody, it just started whacking me with a bat, and I was... And
I don't want to whack you with anything, first of all.
Ayo! Okay, but... what could you do that would be... Oh my God, he did that, but we can't get rid of him.
Boozing and sleeping, maybe?
What do you mean by boozing? Like, sneaking
crack,
around with
crack
drinks?
Open the, walk around just, here.
Or just be like in the lobby, go...
Just walk around here with a 40 in my hand.
Hey, Wendy, no big.
What's up, G?
Just putting down a 40 of Miller.
Just doing some promos, dog. That's what I'm working on.
You think
on.
You can get away with that? You think
I'm
you can
sure
drink beer
can
around
away.
The...
I can get away with that.
I want to see if we can do it.
But that's people boozing in the back here sometimes.
Yeah, but that's at the back and no one's around in the offices. You're just drinking a cold one out
maybe,
in the lobby.
Maybe this is a sales thing, Michael. I'm sampling the product. I'm trying to sell it, baby.
All right,
Michelob endorsed by Leon Oliver.
Oh, see, now you're on the Michelob.
No, not at all. It's for shit beer I can think of. It came to my head. But
like your life.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know, man. You destroyed a station vehicle. There's a lot you have to do to get fired.
Do we have to go
here.
Into that?
You know,
that's a sensitive topic.
There's another gentleman that's well known for not wearing socks and almost burns his place down every weekend. And
yeah, we had him on our podcast.
Yeah. How does he not get fired?
Because he's great at what he does.
There are like 14 videos of him sleeping at work. How does he not get fired? There's a 12-minute video. He's not 2 minutes where he's dozing off. He slept for fucking 12 minutes.
Well, that's how long
it's
people
on our
sleep.
Website.
People just usually don't have the reason. You put your camera or your phone up on the ledge so you could get it. That's how long you take. That's a nice little nap, 12 minutes.
But it was longer than that.
How long did he go?
It was like 2 hours.
See, why didn't you ask him about his naps when we had him on the podcast?
I don't want to embarrass the guy.
Well, who cares? He doesn't know what's going on.
So the
guy's embarrassed. You're worried about embarrassing him, but yet you don't mind putting on 12-minute clips on the web of him sleeping, but you're scared to ask him about it?
Well, it's one thing, you know, this is a reality TV age that we live in. This is new media I was working on.
I know. I'm just
it's another thing to interview the guy.
We'll give you another chance. I heard one time he cleaned his clothes and washed his clothes in the studio.
He left his... That sounded like some exorcist shit was going on in the hallway. He left his underwear hanging up in the studio.
That's what I heard. This is before our time. Now, this is just a rumor.
How
I can't
do you
verify.
Not get fired for that?
I mean, it was dirty. You need to clean it. I mean, it's better to have that than dirty underwear, right?
You ever had the urge to clean your underwear at work?
No, I've never got the urge to clean my underwear at work.
I want to know, like, how does that go into your thought process? You know what? These boxers are a little smelly. My Salisbury
steak.
Maybe
it wasn't his underwear. Maybe it was like shirts. Maybe it was just his everyday laundry and he brought it here.
Why would you? This isn't a Chinese dry cleaner. Why do you bring your laundry to work with you?
You got to ask him. Is it going to go back in the interview? I don't know.
But still, you don't get fired. It's impossible to get fired from this place.
I want to see. Let's see what you can do. Let's try to get you canned.
You going to line up another job for me?
I got you a job. I got you a job somewhere, didn't I, once? The Red Roof Inn, maybe?
You got me a job here.
Somewhere before that.
It was here.
Didn't I get you a job at the Red Roof Inn?
No, I got a job there.
Who did
there?
That?
I got a job there. I got a job there. Yeah. Unfortunately, I went on to a website and applied for a job there, and that was an interesting experience. We'll have to share some of those stories in another episode. That was very interesting. We had hookers working there.
That is scary.
That's a Red Roof Inn. What do you expect?
But it's in a decent location.
The corner is a decent location?
Well, I mean, there are nice hotels. You go 20 yards down the street, and there's that Courtyard Marriott that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but, you know, like, it's where this hotel is situated. If you haven't been to Charlottesville, there's an area known as the corner, filled with all bars and restaurants and stuff. It's where the students hang out.
It's where the students get drunk.
Yeah, where the students get drunk and have their debauchery, or whatever you want to call it.
Their debauchery.
Douchebaggery.
Douchebaggery.
And
Leonography. Leon Oliver.
So, look at you.
It's my phone again.
This phone. What does the text message say?
Read it. No, it's an email.
What's the email?
I'm going to it. Hold on.
You got Viagra? What is it?
No. Hold on. No, I get... No.
Did you get one of those junky emails? Extend your penis and it's like a number one instead of the I?
No. Wine Country Gift Basket.
Oh, you would get a... You're kidding me. You are... Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm on this list.
Yeah, because it's probably a list that seeks out every frou-frou whiner in the country and adds them. You're kidding.
You want unique holiday gifts with no shipping, charges.
You know what? If someone sent me a wine for the holidays.
You'd drink it.
I would probably break the bottle and throw it away.
You would drink it.
No.
You're telling me that if your girlfriend's parents got you a bottle of wine, you would then take the wine and throw it on the floor.
They would know to not get me wine.
But if
and that's
they did,
why I like them.
But if they did.
They wouldn't.
How about my parents?
They wouldn't get me wine. Your parents know me. They know I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah, but maybe they want to prove a point. You know what? I'm going to have my parents buy you wine.
Can I give it to a homeless person?
No, you have to keep it yourself.
Can I give it to...
You are a homeless person, so stop it.
I have several homes, thank you.
Actually, I'm right. I'm wrong. You're the opposite of a homeless person. You are a home person. You have, how many homes do you have?
That I'm paying for right now?
Yes.
No, we'll
two?
Keep that information here. Yeah, something like that, man.
When you're a little nervous to talk, you mumble and fade it out.
No, that's not nervous. That's just, you know, me reeling things in here a little bit here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, full disclosure.
Fair enough, yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But I'm not a wine guy. I can't believe you get emails about wine.
I think it was I bought it one time and I somehow got on a list.
So what did you buy at Wine Country?
I probably went wine tasting or something, and they got my email. If I had
wine
to guess.
Tasting, huh?
Yeah.
Guy named Pierre takes you around. I bet he's got a sweater wrapped around his neck, doesn't he?
Depends on the season.
Yeah, nice pair of Docksiders, some khaki pants. Yeah, speaks with a French accent. But you like that, don't you?
Maybe it was a nice old little granny that comes around and gives you a tasting. You don't know.
A tasting.
What were we talking about?
I think we're about to talk about my Arby's philosophy.
Yeah, let's get on to your Arby's philosophy. I think we have discussed this in an episode.
Well, for those that don't know, let's rehash it. As you know, I am a simple man. I am a man of the people.
No, right? You're not.
I am.
You hate everybody.
I hate everybody that's annoying. That's a difference.
That's at least 85% of the people I come into contact with are annoying.
In this city, yes.
Yes.
In this city, yes.
Okay, let's say you...
Okay. What are you, running down a list of people that are annoying to you?
Mm-hmm. You don't annoy me. You frustrate me.
that's a compliment toward me, actually.
I know.
I'm getting the job done.
I know.
Well, I had a teacher once tell me that I was the most frustrating student ever.
Because you're smart.
I'm smart, but they had to kick me out of the class.
Yeah, that is frustrating.
Yeah, you know, it's all about making them a better teacher. If I can get their tolerance up and they can teach at the same time.
You have the capability for greatness, Leon, but there are a few things you need to iron out before you can get there. But stay true to yourself as well. You can't change that, or you'll never be the radio man that you can be.
Well, you know, I
enjoy. And by the way, your jacket. Which how long have you owned your jacket now? This Reebok jacket.
A couple weeks.
How does it still have the creases like it's brand new? Do you walk around like a stiff person? Do you move your arms? Do you move your arms when you walk?
I don't think I do. I think I do.
I walk with my hand in my pocket a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you put your hands in your pocket a lot? You think you're the assistant coach for a bad high school football team.
Oh, you gotta go get me back, college.
All right, here we go. Third down and seven, guys. I drew up this play. Home run,
West Texas A&I.
My name's Leon Oliver from West Texas, Illinois. And we're going to, after the game tonight, we're going to go to the Sizzler, and we're going to have a nice time.
You have no idea how much I wish there was a Sizzler here.
I went to a Sizzler once, and there was glass in my ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, that was bad.
You should have ate it.
One time at the dorm, I had popcorn chicken. I bit into it, and it was raw, completely raw.
Where was this?
In my dorm in Syracuse.
Why would you eat popcorn chicken out of a dorm?
Because I'm a college dude.
Dorms have food?
Out of the cafeteria in the dorm, whatever. Like the dining hall.
The dining hall, okay.
I'm not like walking around, oh, there's a piece of popcorn chicken on the floor. Oh, that looks good. Oh, wow. That would be good. There's some cabbage. Look.
Why is it going to be cabbage? You're racist.
Why is cabbage racist?
That's who's the stereotypical people? Is it Irish people eat cabbage? Yeah.
Any food I name would be racist. Oh, there's a matzo ball. There you go.
You're a racist person.
Oh, there's some spaghetti. I mean, what do you want?
Mike, you're making the pizza.
Exactly. I said cabbage. It's a random food.
We have still not gotten to our Arby's store.
We might never get to the Arby's store.
I am a simple man, Michael. Unlike you, I don't need the exclusive country club luxuries.
Why do you pinpoint me?
You give me a six-pack and a ball game, and that's me. So... when you're going,
I'm the most hardest working individual you know. Don't give me that crap.
Oh, outside of the
box.
Outside of the guy that I always see sitting on his ass out here that's supposed to be doing construction and it takes like 8 days to put up a brick wall.
Well,
I can go to Home Depot and find two guys and get that done in 15 minutes. But that's for another day. But yeah, I'm a simple man.
Okay.
And I like the simple things. And so if you're, and this is dating advice from Leon, the first tidbit of dating advice. If you're first dating a girl, and you want to weed her out, and you want to see if she is a pretentious, snooty girl, and obviously you don't want any part of that, this is how you weed her out.
Yeah, let's hear. Let me hear that. We need some, now I know we get mad, but we need some like jazz music in the background here. I'm putting jazz music in.
There's nothing jazzy about me.
Put a little Kenny G in here.
You take her to the Arby's.
Take her to the Arby's.
You go to Arby's. And especially if you're in Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia.
They got the nice Arby's.
Oh, it's great.
In Short Pump, you know, it kind of looks like a nice restaurant, but it's an Arby's. That's the perfect combination because you give her a little taste of the nice restaurant, but you got the Arby's food and the laid backness of it.
Now, what if she wants, what if she gets a salad? I mean, is that bad?
Well, then if she gets
a nice Arby's, they got salads.
If you get a salad at the Arby's, I'm probably saying bye to you anyway.
So if you go out,
if you can't eat roast beef with me, then you're clearly not the woman for me.
That, are you serious? Like, that would do it.
My girlfriend likes roast beef. That works out perfectly. She's a down-home girl.
We need to interview the people at this Arby's.
Well, anyway, so you go to the Arby's.
Go to the Arby's.
And if she protests about it, if this isn't good enough, she wants to go to Shea Michael.
Well, let's say, though, you live in Charlottesville and you're going to drive an hour to go to Arby's.
Okay.
Isn't that a little bit of a stretch?
Not really.
An hour for not a 15 really. Minute meal at
not,
Arby's?
Not really, because remember, this town is horrible when it comes to movie theaters. What's a good first date? Dinner and a movie.
That's a bad first date.
It's always worked for me.
You don't talk.
Well, you know, you don't always have to talk.
Well, now I know why it worked for you.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you go there, you see a movie. Maybe you go to the putt-putt. Maybe you go skating. All things that either we don't have here or they suck here. They have better things there.
I would love to have seen you on a first date. I bet it was tremendous.
Pretty smooth.
Really?
Yeah. And you know,
give me examples.
I'm not giving you examples.
Let's pretend first date.
There ain't enough alcohol in the world for me.
So Leon, thanks for driving me to the Arby's. This means a lot to me.
That's a little weird, and I'm going to stop that right now.
We can't do this.
No, that's a little weird. That's what she said, by the way. That's a little weird.
How about if I do it in my normal voice?
No, that's
I got
a lifestyle that I am not appropriate and comfortable with.
I got the tab, Leon.
What are you, like a gay Kentucky boxer?
That was a gay cowboy.
You watched Brokeback Mountain, didn't you?
I've never seen it.
I bet you will.
Is there a problem with watching it?
You couldn't pay me to watch it.
But is there a problem if somebody else did?
If you're a guy, I don't.
So you're saying if you are a man, if you have male body parts, a male genitalia, and you watch Brokeback Mountain, that's bad?
If you're not of that persuasion, that's probably a bad thing, yes.
So you're saying if you're gay, it's okay to watch the movie, but if you're not gay, you can't see it.
Well, if you're not, why would you want to see that?
I'm not asking you that.
That's what I'm saying. You know that's in that movie, and that's cool. I'm not hating on people that are like that. I got friends that are like that. That's cool. You know, you want to do that, knock yourself out. But, you know, I don't want to see that in the movie. I don't want to see it, period. So I'm not going to watch the movie to see it. But it's in the movie.
But so you're saying if you are straight, you cannot see that movie. If you're a male straight man.
I guess you could if you wanted to. I don't see your motive for wanting to see
it. How about if it was I've never seen it. I really don't know much about the movie, to be honest, besides the obvious that we're stating here. What happens if, hey, this is a great movie. This is an Academy Award winning movie.
If someone says that about a movie to me, it'll make me not watch it because I have nothing in common.
But there are people that like movies that are winners.
That's true, but we're talking about me. I have nothing in common with those critics. So if those critics like a movie, chances are I won't like it.
Just like a team that goes to a good bowl is a better football team to watch. In essence, it will be like me saying, oh, I do not want to watch Auburn, Alabama because they're good football teams.
Yeah, but those teams have defeated other teams and earned the right to play in that bowl.
Well, that movie has actors that have had a career that has become successful.
But look at the people that are judging the criteria that make this movie good. I don't have anything in common from a demographic standpoint, from a cultural standpoint, from an educational standpoint with those people. It's their opinion. That movie hasn't earned anything to get those awards. It's a bunch of people and their opinion saying this should be movie of the year.
So clearly you're not a fan of the BCS.
No, those teams have beaten teams to get there. I'm not a fan of it at all, but I can see the logic behind it. But who's a movie critic? I don't even know who the hell a critic is.
Siskel?
The one guy's dead.
Siskel?
So Siskel's alive, but the other guy's dead, right?
Ebert.
Yeah,
Robert.
He's dead. No, who's dead?
I don't remember now.
One of them's dead. Ebert killed Robert. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, one of them's dead. Whoever the other one is that's still alive, if he said, Leon, this is a critically Academy movie, whatever. I can't talk. Demi Moore was fantastic.
This is a critically kabagadi movie, man.
Demi Moore was fantastic. This is a heartwarming story. I'm not going to watch it. I have nothing in common with this guy. He's 70.
How about, let's say it was a bad movie. Now, how about if you're a woman that is not straight and you see the movie? Is that okay?
A woman that's not straight?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
How about a woman that is straight?
Once again, that's fine.
A man that's straight.
Because the woman could be attracted to one of the actors.
A man that's straight. A man that's straight.
Can they watch that movie?
Yes.
I would not.
I know you would not. But can Joe Schmo on the street, are you saying that he should not watch that movie? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go there?
He should not. And if you don't want to see that, then why are you watching the movie?
Maybe they think outside the box, buddy. Maybe they do.
Maybe I'll keep my thinking in the box on that one. But
what?
There's so many things that could be said there.
Are we done?
That's what she said, by the way.
Are we done? I think, there's a guy with a Steelers hat that just gave me the goofiest face I have ever seen.
He looked like a Steelers fan, too.
He did look like a Steelers
fan. He looked like he just came.
Well, he's doing construction.
Straight out of Putnam County, West Virginia. That's what he looked like.
He's doing construction outside. I mean, you know, he's a hardworking guy, but boy, that man looked goofy. He looked goofier than you, Leon.
I'm just glad that the Steelers fan had a job. That's all.
What do you mean?
a large majority that I've encountered don't have jobs. They're the new cowboy fan.
I got nervous because somebody walked by, gave me the stink eye. Like, what are you doing in the studio? So sorry for the delay.
That's when you tell them, do you know who I am? And go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you gonna say that to the guy that walked by there? I'd give you a lot of balls on that.
I don't want your balls.
This is outside the box. I think we're done. It's time. I've got to do my real job. What is the name of this show? Yeah.
I don't know.
If you email us the name, because clearly we forgot, or you say what?
It cleaned me out?
It cleaned me out.
It
if you can
me
email
out.
What cleaned me out, I will give you a shirt. I'll take a picture of three. You pick the one you want. I'll send it to you.
Have you washed the armpit stains out of the shirt?
Some of the shirts, yes. Some of them, no. But that's all part. Maybe somebody wants the dirty shirt.
Are they like the Hanes three sizes too small shirt?
No, there's
going to
be this can be a variety of things.
Okay, because
we'll see.
I can see you going through a phase like my friend Christian did when that show The OC was on. He thought he was that guy, and he wore the shirts like three sizes too small.
I don't do that.
I can see you having that phase a few years.
You see
ago,
me. What do I wear every day?
Nets shorts,
Giants t-shirts, Mets t-shirts, hoodies. I wear the same thing every day.
Sonoma wine blazers.
Outside the box, episode 13 officially. We're going to get 200 people to listen to this one. Tell your friends.
Those feeling people probably won't
put
have
it on
jobs.
The Facebook.
Waste your boss's time and money, damn it. You've earned it.
We need a stay classy, like something to end our show with.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I'm not going with that. Just not go with that. Outside the box.
Go fuck yourself.
But we'll beep it.
Well, what?
You got to beep it. I think it makes it funnier.
I think you got to just let them go.
No, I think the beep is better. I think the beep gives it a little more charisma.
You can beat that out. Waste your boss's time and money. Go.